Good afternoon. May the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly joining you over St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. As we're in the middle of the week now, coming to the end of our work day, perhaps looking forward to the evening, it's a good opportunity to take a break, to think about where we've been and where we are called to go. What did we do on Monday? How did yesterday, Tuesday, go? What awaits us tomorrow on Thursday? What is coming our way on Friday? As we're in the middle of the week, it gives us an opportunity to pause and to recenter ourselves upon the Lord Jesus. Perhaps that's why today, Wednesday, the middle day of the week, falling between Sunday, the Lord's Day, and Saturday, the day of the Blessed Virgin Mary, perhaps that's why today is dedicated to Saint Joseph, our patron and our protector. O Saint Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt, before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and desires. O good Saint Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession, and obtain for me from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ, our Lord, so that, having engaged here below your heavenly power, I may offer my thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of all fathers. O good Saint Joseph, I never weary contemplating you and Jesus asleep in your arms. I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him in my name and kiss his fine head for me, and ask him to return the kiss when I draw my dying breath. Saint Joseph, patron saint of departing souls, pray for us. Amen. That prayer to Saint Joseph is a particularly old prayer, a powerful prayer, very popular prayer, found in most situations today in a little book called the Pietà Prayer Book. It's a prayer that's gaining in popularity as more and more people turn to Saint Joseph to learn more about the foster father of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we're referring to Saint Joseph, more often than not, we're referring, of course, to the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the foster father of Jesus, the man who is chosen by God the Father to watch over God the Son while on earth, as a baby, as an infant, as a child, as a young man. Considering the power and the effectiveness of Saint Joseph's role in our lives as disciples of Jesus, we then ask for his intercession as we consider today, this middle day of the week, during the month of May, another round of Mysteries of the Rosary. Remember, May is dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary as our mother and queen. It's a perfect time then to learn more about the mysteries of the Rosary, to take this treasure given to us by the Church and to make it our own, to consider today as we're yearning for a restoration of hope in our hearts, in our souls, to have the strength to be able to go home. You know, have you ever been in that place where you pull into your driveway or you park along the curb or you come to your apartment, your condominium, you pull up to your house, the very place that is where you're supposed to be most at rest, most at peace, and yet, unfortunately, for some reason, you're not able to go in. You have that sigh. Maybe it's hard to breathe. You've left something in the world, and you're supposed to go to the peace of home, and yet you just have that anxiety you just can't get over. It's in that moment that you need the Lord. You have to have hope. You have to be confident that Jesus has risen from the dead. And that right there is a source of our hope. It's an incredible testimony of our faith. Jesus is risen. So it's a good time to consider the power of meditating upon the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. They are traditionally assigned to today, Wednesday, to consider the glorious mysteries of the Rosary and the power they have on our lives. The first glorious mystery, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The second glorious mystery, the ascension of our Lord into heaven. And the third, the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And the fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption of our Blessed Virgin Mother into heaven. And last, the fifth glorious mystery, the crowning of Our Lady as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Pondering Our Lord, considering Our Lady, and meditating upon these different events in the life of Our Lord, it's important for us to ask for the prayers of Saint Joseph, who knew Jesus so intimately and loved Our Lady so fondly. Considering the resurrection, we come to a confrontation with the stark reality of what is true versus what is false. We all have to face facts. Either Jesus Christ rose from the dead, or He did not. Either He's present in the Eucharist, or He isn't. If you're going to call yourself a Christian, and you want to have hope in your heart, then you have to be a witness to the resurrection. You have to believe He came back from the dead. If you're looking for the strength to get out of your car and to walk through your front door, if you're looking for the strength to be able to leave your home and go to school or go to work or to be able to go to the grocery store or to run errands, if you're looking for that peace of mind, you're only going to find it in being a witness to the resurrection, in having hope in a world that is filled with challenges and sometimes even overwhelming circumstances. When we enter into the glorious mysteries, then the very first glorious mystery we get to ponder, consider, and meditate upon is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To consider that He died on Good Friday, but by Easter Sunday, He was alive, raised from the dead, walking and talking, eating food with the apostles, challenging them, encouraging them, raising them from the depths of doubt and fear, eventually sending them off to give witness. We are just like them. We must be witnesses to the power of the Lord, to the power of hope. The second glorious mystery, the ascension of our Lord into heaven. Where the Lord has gone, we who believe in Him are called to follow. Where the head has gone, the body must follow. He is head of the church. And as members of the church, we have to remind ourselves that whenever we meditate upon the ascension of Jesus into heaven, we are meditating upon the reality that we were made for heaven. We were made for the Lord, made by the Lord and for the Lord. That kind of reality can lift us from despair, sadness, thinking that somehow we are forgotten or alone. Remember the words of Jesus, "I will not leave you orphans." And He doesn't. So when we consider His ascension into heaven, when we consider His return to the Father, we must not look at it as if He is leaving us, but rather understand that He is leading us so that we know to where we are called to go. The descent of the Holy Spirit is the third glorious mystery. We consider how the apostles, after the ascension, were in the upper room. They were locked in the upper room for fear, not knowing what people would say, what they would think. The Lord who had raised from the dead is now gone again. And there they are. They were in prayer. They were discerning. They were waiting. But they were begging God to send strength. They were begging God to send the Advocate, the Paraclete, the Consoler. And on that already existing Jewish feast day of Pentecost, the Spirit came. And it not only changed them, it not only illuminated them, but the Spirit gave them a certain sense of drive and mission. They were men of hope. But of interesting note is how they were in prayer with Our Lady. She was with them, not only as a fellow disciple, but also as mother, as queen. If they were the building blocks, she was the one who was consoling and strengthening, encouraging and challenging them to be strong in what they had to do, in the mission they had to fulfill. We call her, Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She's not unfamiliar with the working of God. So if in our own life we're unsure of what to do or where to go or how to get there, we ask Our Lady for her guidance. Teach us how to be open to the Holy Spirit. The fourth glorious mystery, of course, is the Assumption of Our Lady into heaven. She is pulled into heaven by Christ, her Son. This beautiful and powerful feast day in the life of the Church is a mystery of the Rosary, and we remember it and meditate upon it every Wednesday. Finally, Our Lady having been assumed into heaven, we have the fifth glorious mystery, the crowning of Our Lady as Queen of heaven and earth. In these five mysteries of the Rosary, we find everything we need so as to survive this moment, so as to live this day, so as to be faithful to the Lord. May your life, may your moment, may your prayer be one of hope, faith, and love. God bless you.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Take care, brothers, that none of you may have an evil and unfaithful heart, so as to forsake the living God. Encourage yourselves daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end.